North Korea certainly created an image of Kim Jong-un's father. Posters of Kim Jong-il dot the landscape of the Hermit Kingdom. A typical one shows him and his father, that was Kim Il-sung, surrounded by adoring North Korean children. Kim Jong-il is hoisting a little girl in his arms, and she obviously worships her dear leader. Now you can bet that North Korea's best designers are working up a whole new iconography for Kim Jong-un. Orville Schell directs the Center on U.S.-China Relations at the Asia Society in New York. Can you tell us how this has worked in the past and maybe how it's likely to work this time around should there be a change in power anytime soon? What kind of messages are communicated to people inside North Korea and out visually?
Well, I think, as things get tougher and tougher within the country, the tendency to mystify and to sort of rouge up the leadership in this very sort of utopian cast grows ever more advanced. There's a large oil portrait I recently saw of Kim Jong-il riding on a horse with his son, Kim Jong-un, riding on his shoulder, and the wife, the mother of the revolution, standing beside. And it's a virtual reality, which, of course, is at utter odds with the real reality, but that's the only place where the revolution kind of exists in any of its sort of early idealistic form.
Well, we see through art and performance in particular, and we can think about it, those images of hundreds and hundreds of Korean girls, for instance, marching in absolute unison in the stadium in Pyongyang. And we can think about the artistry of posters, for instance, that are strewn around North Korea. Is it the case that you would think right now there are indeed artists who are being commissioned to burnish the image of this 20-something man who nobody in North Korea really knows, but who may be the next in the dynasty of North Korean leaders?
Well, I'm sure there are, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. Indeed, I have a collection of the originals of a lot of North Korean posters, and what they're really trying to depict, I think, is power and strength. So I think this young son, Kim Jong-un, is going to have a lot of cosmetic work done on him because he's young, he has no record, and they're going to have to mystify him to the 10th power to make him seem strong, which, of course, is what these leaders must embody in this land where there's few other things to believe in.
So the kind of images that you're talking about, that you said you have the originals of these?
Yes, I do.
Wow, nice collection, Orville Schell. So what do some of them look like? How are they portraying the leaders?
Well, there's either these very heroic versions of the leadership, like Kim Jong-il on this white stallion, like that famous portrait of Napoleon, or standing with his father. Or they have this other kind of mostly posters where they depict the military as this fierce, defiant force that will never suffer any humiliation. Then there are posters of American GIs with babies on the end of bayonets and, the enemy outside. So it's this throwback, this marvelous throwback to this world of socialist realism and socialist romanticism, which Korea is the last little cavity left in the world of this kind of art.
Does it work? Do they create any kind of message for North Koreans in reality?
You'd have to say that it has worked. Whether it will continue to work is another question. I mean, this is a country under terrible duress. So this art exists in this world that's utterly disassociated from reality. But that's its role. It's this fantasy world of power and sort of revolutionary utopianism that I think is the only place where there's sort of brightness in the life of North Koreans.
Orville Schell, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Orville Schell is with the Asia Society in New York. He also wrote the text for The Last Paradise, a photo book about North Korean aesthetics. You can find links to images from North Korea, including the painting of the great and dear leaders and those reverent children, at theworld.org.